AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. While the hunt goes on for three suspects wanted in the shooting death of a Fox Lake, Illinois police officer, a vigil was held for Lieutenant Joe Glenowitz. Lake County Board Member Bonnie Carter says he was beloved in the community.
Joe was the best of the best. He was strong. He was love. He was our hero. And now, he is our guardian angel.
A county sheriff spokesman says a woman lied to authorities about seeing two suspicious men near where the officer was fatally shot, a report that prompted a large police response. Last stop on President Obama's trip to Alaska was to catch a demonstration of Native Alaskan fishing on Bristol Bay.
It represents not just a critical way of life that has to be preserved, but it also represents one of the most important natural resources that the United States has.
Obama talked about global warming and protecting natural wonders on almost every stop on his trip. Exploring a presidential campaign, Vice President Biden previewed his potential pitch to voters during a trip to the crucial swing state of Florida. Speaking at Miami-Dade College, he joked about the many reporters covering his appearance.
It's amazing how good this school is. Look at all the press you've attracted. Their interest in community colleges impressed me greatly, and I hope that's what they're going to write about.
Guatemala is dealing with a political crisis. Its president, Otto Perez Molina, has resigned in the face of a corruption scandal. Word from Malaysia is that a wooden boat carrying about 100 migrants heading to Indonesia has capsized and that there are fatalities, only 12 people rescued so far. Greece says it has rescued 750 migrants at sea in 19 incidents in the last 24 hours. This is AP Radio News. A hearing is scheduled today in federal court in the case of a Kentucky County clerk who's refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Kim Davis says she cannot do something that violates her religious beliefs. More from the AP's Adam Beam.
Her lawyers filed a court document which said that she should not be held in contempt because she is unable to comply with the judge's order because doing so would irreparably harm her conscience.
If the judge holds Davis in contempt of court, it could lead to fines or jail time. Correspondent Martin DeCaro reports performance on SAT college entrance exams is still on a downward trend.
The average score in reading was 495, down a couple of points from the previous year. For math, it was 511, also down 2 points. Writing scores dropped 3 to 484. The top score in each category is 800.
The College Board says scores have been on the decline in the SAT tests since 2010. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.